Thank you, Madam Chair. We're happy to help you out. You can always count on the United States to have something to say. So I can start with the positive. My delegation notes that there are many constructive proposals that have been made under Article 10. So starting with paragraph 60, we appreciate the proposal made by the Non-Aligned Movement to add a new clause to the end of that paragraph referring to enabling technologies. We appreciate Panama's efforts to promote the inclusion of a gender lens. This is a point that Undersecretary Jenkins highlighted in the side event on diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility last week. And so we are very supportive of the Panamanian proposal to have the conference encourage states' parties to include a gender component in promoting and funding capacity building programs. And we can support having the conference encourage states' parties to support and fund research on the differentiated impacts of biological weapons. We would also support inclusion of the language proposed by France, Senegal, and Togo about an online platform for exchanging information on biosafety and biosecurity. We note that this is also under discussion in the decisions and recommendations section, so we can see how that shakes out for inclusion here. We noted the proposals made by the delegation of the Philippines, and we appreciated the reference to the Sustainable Development Goals, as well as collaboration with international organizations. We can support most of this language as it stands, as it's been proposed. There are a few elements where we would like to see some minor modifications, some where we see overlap with our own proposals, so we're quite happy to work bilaterally with the Philippines to make those adjustments. So now that I've identified some of the more positive elements, let me turn to some of the more problematic elements that we saw in the proposals. So Special Representative Ward stated quite clearly during the informal plenary that we cannot support any references to a cooperation committee. We note that there are a number of proposals to include the phrase full, effective, and non-discriminatory before the word implementation throughout this whole section. We think that the point is made. The word implementation is sufficient, and so adding that further addition is unnecessary. We looked at Cuba's proposed paragraph 64G, as well as the proposed addition to paragraph 70. We think that these are just reiterating understandings that we've already adopted in this section, so we'd prefer to see those not included. There are also several proposals, including Cuba's proposal for paragraph 67 bis, and a similar proposal from Iran, calling for procedures for the settlement of disputes or reviewing denials, and a number of proposals containing language on unilateral coercive measures or calling for states not to retain so-called discriminatory measures, as in Cuba's proposed paragraph 64G. My delegation does not support these proposals, and we cannot accept text for the final document associated with them. We're also unwilling to support the proposal of language from Iran suggesting that the Article 10 database cannot be considered an effective institutional mechanism for strengthening international cooperation. Yes, we've acknowledged that there's room for improvement to the database, but we don't believe that saying that the database could be improved implies that it should be considered an ineffective mechanism. This would imply that there's really no point, there's no utility in working to improve it. And we don't believe that that's a widely shared view among states' parties. Regarding the proposal from Kazakhstan about the IABS, we're prepared to see how the discussions on the forward-looking part of this document evolve, but we do have some concerns about underscoring the importance and relevance of an organization that doesn't actually exist yet. While we acknowledge that this could be a useful development, saying that this is important and relevant may be a bridge too far, given that we haven't actually created it. On the proposal from Russia regarding biomedical rapid response units, I think we've already covered this under Article 7. We can't support language implying that these should be established and employed under the convention. We are, however, willing to support Russia's proposed addition to paragraph 67 on the COVID-19 pandemic. And we note that there was a proposal from the delegation of Iran as well. We hope that the Russian proposal on paragraph 67 might be an acceptable alternative. Madam Chair, I believe that I have covered everything, but happy to come back if there is anything that I missed. Thank you.